Mitchell's front page.
The buck stops with the minister, and in any normal circumstance, you would not be there now because of this total schmozzle.
Well, last week, Christine Cousins said it's not the minister's fault because she just got bad information from V-Line. Do you think that's a fair defence?
That is a pathetic defence, and not unexpected from Christine Cousins. The fact is, the minister has total responsibility for V-Line. To suggest that the minister is not responsible for her portfolio is ridiculous.
It's big news. I mean, I don't know how they're going to stamp this out. I mean, if they're actual supporters that are doing that, well, then the club's got to come down hard and just suspend their membership.
Yeah, I wonder. Is it a bit like a dummy pass, a smokescreen? That's what I was thinking, strategically speaking. You know, maybe they're thinking, let's start this discussion, let the ALP take the bait, put together a opposition campaign, waste some time, and then we'll just walk away and say, no, we won't really be doing that.
Record low for Australian-made cars.
Yeah, that's right. It was only about a year ago I was writing articles about the percentage of cars sold in Australia dropping below 10% for Aussie-made cars. In January this year, it was 4.9%.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.